Good afternoon, audio. It's about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and I've just spent like the last 2 and something hours cutting the dog's hair, and we have a Cocker Spaniel, an English Cocker Spaniel, and they have a very long, well, they can have a very long coat, and it's very layered, so when you actually start cutting, it just becomes this never-ending job. And we've occasionally we've put him into kind of a proper doggy hairdresser, but to be perfectly frank, we're a bit broke at the moment, and doing doggy hairdressers aren't exactly very cheap. So now and again, I just kind of say, "All right, I'll do it." He doesn't look particularly stylish when I'm done, but the job gets done. And now there's just a massive pile of hair on our living room floor. I'm covered in hair, and the dog just looks very sorry for himself, because I normally I cut him kind of cut his front legs kind of underneath, and then his back legs, and then of course the back, so it's all around his butt and also around his testicles as well. So of course it's a very delicate operation, and it's weird to spend a Sunday afternoon cutting hair around a dog's bum and testicles, but that's the reality of being a dog owner. If you can't afford to on occasion go to the doggy hairdresser, then you have to do it yourself, and it's a very weird experience for them, I think, the dog, and it's a weird experience for me as well, because I'm really having to try to be gentle, because of course, you know, I got a set of that stuff myself, so, you know, if someone were to come near me with a big sharp pair of scissors and start cutting away, I'd be very nervous too. Yeah, just a very weird kind of delicate operation, trying to get as much done as possible as quickly as possible, but it just takes so long. And there must be at least a kilo of hair on our floor now. And that's just the underside of the dog. Ah, kilos may be too much, but it's a lot. And that's just the underside. Were I to kind of start cutting the top. And it also includes his ears as well. I've cut his ears because Cocker Spaniels tend to get ear problems if you let their ears, the hair in their ears grow, especially on the inside, grow too much, because it kind of, you know, leaves areas where they can get ear infections and stuff, and their ears can't dry properly. So ears and part of the head as well, and under the neck and all underwards and front legs and back legs and butt and all the other bits. So this is a weird way to spend a Sunday afternoon, really, cutting the dog's hair. And I'm going to give him a bath now, which is probably going to make me even more unpopular, because he doesn't particularly like that. But I thought if I give him a bath now, it will get rid of the final hair off him, so it's not all over the house. And then I just need to hoover up and sweep up our living room now. You'll see from the picture I post from this that there's just a massive pile of hair. And now Munchkin and my wife have just come home. So I'm going to call this Boo finished, and I'll boo you later.